Hey, all my little ghouls and goblins out there. I am Alexa Reeves, and I will be your witch and host on today's episode of Boxed Wine and Witchcraft. I am well on my way through my first glass of Pinot Grigio. And today, you guys, we are going to take a brief Snapchat dive, or I'm sorry, snapshot dive. You can tell how much wine I've had into the zodiac. Today, we get to cover the fire signs. I'm going to talk to you guys about meanings and definitions of some of the more common vocabulary in the zodiac, covering things like what they're associated with, some basic correspondence with each sign, as well as some personality traits, both traditionally pleasant and not so traditionally dark-sided. I'd like to take this time, as I always do, to remind everyone that your spirituality and religion is as unique as your fingerprint. What we say here is in no way the definitive rule on any topic. This is merely meant to be a jumping-off point for you to begin your exploration into the complex and amazing world that is out there. So, with air that inspires us, earth that grounds us, fire that enlightens us, and water that moves us, let's take our third crash course into the zodiac here. So what is the zodiac? What is it? We've all heard these terms before. The zodiac is where we have taken the calendar that we all follow, pardon me here. You can tell the wine's hidden. The Gregorian calendar, and we have mapped out on that calendar the 12 signs of the zodiac. If we were to display out the entire celestial bodies of heavens around us and lay it down on a flat circular map, which is usually how the zodiac is displayed because it represents the cyclical nature of a lot of the natural cycles of all the planets as they take rotation around the sun here. If we divided that calendar and that space into 12 equal little slices of pie, we would get our zodiac. We would get the 12 houses or domains in each aspect of life and personality and material goods as well as kind of metaphysical things, as well as the signs associated with each of them. Your zodiac sign is governed by the placement of the planets and the stars at the exact time and location of your birth. It's you, everyone's natal chart is unique to them. You are able to map your entire natal chart. And the natal chart is the placement of each planet, celestial body, star. Some comets and meteors have made their way in there. Where these all were at the exact moment you were born. Each planet, each star up there rules over certain aspects of your personality, of your thoughts, of your day-to-day goings on. Depending on which house or which little slice of pie a planet is in, how close it is into moving into the next house, and what its neighbors are doing all determine the complex behavior of the stars and all of that that affects you and makes your little sign unique. Now, most people are exposed to their sun sign. And this is the one that most newspaper horoscopes have, in the crossword section and the weather. If somebody at the bar asks, what's your sign? They're usually asking for your sun sign, which is where was the sun and what were they doing when you were born? Typically, your sun sign is equivalent to your ego, your identity, your personality. It is literally, if you were going to make a brief Twitter post just about you, your sun sign would capture it. In another episode, we're going to dive into each planetary controlling, what planets have domain over where, moon sign, rising signs, the whole natal chart. It is beautifully nuanced and super fun to get into. But today, my friends, we get to talk about our passionate and temperamental and spontaneous fire signs. We are going to get to know a little better the Aries, the Leo, and the Sagittarius of the around us. So let's start with Aries. Aries, if you guys are born between March 21st and April 19th, you are an Aries. You are named after the constellation of Aries, and you are represented by the ram being the male version of a sheep with those beautiful curling horns. Aries are cardinal signs. They are known for their leadership ability, their initiation ability, directness, assertiveness. Cardinal signs are first out the door, first one on the job, ready to start a new project anytime. Aries are associated with the planet of Mars. And the planet Mars, of course, governs over aggression, bravery, courage. Mars in Aries is also the name of the Greek and Roman god Ares, and he was the god and deity of war. Aries is associated with the Emperor card in the tarot, that lovely kind of stately masculine figure. They are the first house of the zodiac. So when you map that little pie chart out, first slice of pie you hit are your Aries signs. And that first house governs the person, the persona, the overall niche that you fill in the world. Traditionally, Aries signs are super adventurous. They are energetic, they are pioneering, they are super courageous people. They're enthusiastic, they're confident, they're pretty dynamic as far as what they do and don't get up to. A lot of times, though, on the dark side, they can tend towards selfishness, towards quick tempers, impulsive kind of behavior, impatience. Sometimes they get a little foolhardy. A lot of times with Aries, it's just because they're so excited. All of my Aries friends and the Aries I have in my families are literally down for anything. All you have to do is call them and they will find a way to work you into their schedule. But you best believe they have a schedule and they will honor that schedule first. Aries are great though. They are the traditional fire sign. Whenever anyone thinks of, you know, the zodiac and the fire signs, Aries is the first one that pops into most everyone's mind. Because of there's not a notorious reputation, but it's definitely a well-known and well-loved reputation. Moving on into the rest of our fire signs here, we have Leos. Lovely, lovely Leos. If you find that you were born between July 23rd and August 22nd, you are a Leo. You are named after that constellation and represented by the lion. Typically, it is represented by the male lion with the mane, although I have been seeing more and more iterations of the lion just being the lion, the cat, without a mane or without any sort of signifier if it's a male or female. Leos are fixed signs. These are our lovely, lovely stick in the muds in all the best ways. They are organized and stable and reliable. These signs are determined. Fixed signs are usually really good at sticking to their guns. Here's the way it is, and I don't want to change. Sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad. Leos are associated with the sun, and that's ego and identity and your personality. They're also associated with the strength card in the tarot. The strength card is appropriate with Leo because the traditional art on the strength card is the maiden or the person reaching out and closing the jaws of the lion, of the roaring beast there. Leos are situated in the fifth house, and that deals with romance and creativity. Leos are vibrant, they are generous, warm-hearted, enthusiastic people. They're expansive and they're faithful. Oh, so faithful. On a bad day, though, your Leo friends might be a little pompous, a little patronizing. They can be bossy. They can be interfering. They can be dogmatic, and they can be intolerant of change, of other people. Leos are, anytime I think of Leos and the Leos I've known in my life, I think of the word resplendent. They literally have that warm, soft glow in them and about them that just makes you kind of want to cozy up next to them and start talking to them. Leos are wonderfully social people. They absolutely value family first and foremost, and can get a little interfering with family members if they don't quite like what's going on. But Leos, again, lovely, lovely Leos. I have never met a Leo I did not like, actually. Our last fire sign here is the Sagittarius. If you are celebrating a birthday between November 22nd and December 21st, you are a Sagittarius. The Sagittarius is represented by that constellation, and you are the archer. You are, you know, I always think of Artemis in the Greek myths. I think of, you know, that pulling that bowstring back and shooting the arrow forward. Sagittariuses are mutable signs in the fire department, which means they're flexible, they're adaptable, they enjoy good communication, and they're changeable. Not in a way that says they're a pushover, but it just means they're able to adapt quicker. They're able to handle change a little better. So those are our Sagittarius signs. Sagittariuses are associated with the planet of Jupiter, which is our biggest planet out there. That planet has to do with abundance and generosity, positivity, luck. It's associated with the Temperance card in the tarot. And Sagittarius sits in our ninth house, which deals with travel and spirituality. And a lot of times those two concepts are linked a lot closer. I know in the pagan community, a lot of times it is said that Sagittarius tend to be what we call walkers, which is their spirits tend to get up and get restless. They tend to get up and move along and explore why the person's sleeping. So a lot of times your Sagittariuses will wake up and go, oh, I'm really tired. Well, yeah, their body slept, but their spirit took a hike, took a vacation, went to go see what was out there. That travel not only is related to physical travel, but spiritual travel as well. Most Sagittarius on a great day are optimistic and freedom-loving, and they're jovial and they're good-humored. They're honest, they're philosophical, they're straightforward. They are softies. I love a good Sagittarius. They are like little soft pillows. However, when one is having a bad day, your Sagittarius friends might be blindly optimistic to the point that it's annoying. They can be careless, they can be irresponsible, they can be superficial, tactless, and they can be restless. They take that travel bug a little too serious, where they don't want to sit still, they don't want to stay in one place, they want to go, they want to keep moving. And that can be exhausting for some of the other signs. But Sagittariuses are, again, I've always thought of them as the softies of the zodiac. They are usually loving, giving, warm people. They do embody kind of the coziness of the fire signs, whereas Aries is like that spark in the pan fire. Leo is the radiating light there. Sagittariuses are the warmth that you get from the fire signs. They're cozy people. These are all brief snapshots of each of these signs here. There are dozens of nuances that entangle all of the signs and determine so much more. A lot of what I said may sound relatable, not only to you, but when you think about people in your life that are these signs, there's going to be a lot of what I said that you can't relate to or that won't resonate with you. Not only does the rest of your natal chart have to do with influencing your personality traits, but your environmental factors, your genetic predisposition, things like that are all going to have an effect on who you are and how you're perceived in the world. But the sun signs are a great place to start. They're an awesome jumping off point to literally start to know thyself. Anybody that ever looks at the zodiac and says, oh man, you know, how could you possibly believe that? I simply say, hey, read up on your sign. See what you do agree with and don't agree with. It's a good way to start analyzing yourself, to know yourself that much more personally, that much more intimately. And explore and uncover all of this, if you can, with a good bottle of wine and a friend. A lot of times it's a lot of fun to get together with a group of friends and dive into everyone's zodiac signs just to kind of poke fun at each other and see what personality traits actually match up. You guys, this is episode 3 of the 4 of the Zodiac Briefs. My last episode, we're going to cover the water signs in our lovely little Zodiac briefing here. So you guys, thank you for hanging out with me with the fire signs, and I will see you all in the next one.